LifeSpring Family Bible number 74. Today we'll be reading Numbers chapters 8 and 9. Let's begin. Numbers chapter 8. The Lord spoke to Moses. Speak to Aaron and tell him, when you set up the lamps, the seven lamps are to give light in front of the lampstand. And Aaron did so. He set up the lamps to face toward the front of the lampstand, as the Lord commanded Moses. This is how the lampstand was made. It was beaten work in gold. From its shaft to its flowers, it was beaten work. According to the pattern which the Lord had shown Moses, so he made the lampstand. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Take the Levites from among the Israelites and purify them. And do this to purify them. Sprinkle water of purification on them, then have them shave all their body and wash their clothes and so purify themselves. Then they are to take a young bull with its grain offering of fine flour mixed with olive oil, and you are to take a second young bull for a purification offering. You are to bring the Levites before the tent of meeting and assemble the entire community of the Israelites. Then you are to bring the Levites before the Lord, and the Israelites are to lay their hands on the Levites. And Aaron is to offer the Levites before the Lord as a wave offering from the Israelites, that they may do the work of the Lord. When the Levites lay their hands on the heads of the bulls, offer the one for a purification offering, and the other for a whole burnt offering to the Lord, to make atonement for the Levites. You are to have the Levites stand before Aaron and his sons, and then offer them as a wave offering to the Lord. And so you are to separate the Levites from among the Israelites, and the Levites will be mine. After this, the Levites will go in to do the work of the tent of meeting. So you must cleanse them and offer them like a wave offering, for they are entirely given to me from among the Israelites. I have taken them for myself instead of all who open the womb, the firstborn sons of all the Israelites. For all the firstborn males among the Israelites are mine, both humans and animals. When I destroyed all the firstborn in the land of Egypt, I set them apart for myself. So I have taken the Levites instead of all the firstborn sons among the Israelites. I have given the Levites as a gift to Aaron and his sons from among the Israelites to do the work for the Israelites in the tent of meeting, and to make atonement for the Israelites, so there will be no plague among the Israelites when the Israelites come near the sanctuary." So Moses and Aaron and the entire community of the Israelites did this with the Levites. According to all that the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, this is what the Israelites did with them. The Levites purified themselves and washed their clothing. Then Aaron presented them like a wave offering before the Lord, and Aaron made atonement for them to purify them. After this, the Levites went in to do their work in the tent of meeting before Aaron and before his sons. As the Lord had commanded Moses concerning the Levites, so they did. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "This is what pertains to the Levites. At the age of 25 years and upward, one may begin to join the company in the work of the tent meeting. And at the age of 50 years, they must retire from performing the work and may no longer work. They may assist their colleagues in the tent of meeting to attend to needs, but they must do no work. This is the way you must establish the Levites regarding their duties." Numbers chapter 9. The Lord spoke to Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they had come out of the land of Egypt. The Israelites are to observe the Passover at its appointed time. In the 14th day of this month at twilight, you are to observe it at its appointed time. You must keep it in accordance with all the statutes and all its customs. So Moses instructed the Levites to observe the Passover. And they observed the Passover on the 14th day of the first month at twilight in the wilderness of Sinai, in accordance with all that the Lord had commanded Moses, so the Israelites did. It happened that some men who were ceremonially defiled by the dead body of a man could not keep the Passover on that day. So they came before Moses and before Aaron on that day. And those men said to him, "We are ceremonially defiled by the dead body of a man. Why are we kept back from offering the Lord's offering at its appointed time among the Israelites?" So Moses said to them, "Remain here, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you." The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, if any of you or of your posterity become ceremonially defiled by touching a dead body, or are on a journey far away, then he may observe the Passover to the Lord. They may observe it on the 14th day of the second month at twilight. They are to eat it with bread made without yeast and with bitter herbs. They must not leave any of it until morning, nor break any of its bones. They must observe it in accordance with every statute of the Passover. But the man who is ceremonially clean and was not on a journey and fails to keep the Passover, that person must be cut off from his people. Because he did not bring the Lord's offering at its appointed time, that man must bear his sin. If a resident foreigner lives among you and wants to keep the Passover to the Lord, he must do so according to the statute of the Passover and according to its custom. You must have the same statute for the resident foreigner and for the one who was born in the land. On the day that the tabernacle was set up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, the tent of the testimony, and from evening until morning there was a fiery appearance over the tabernacle. This is the way it used to be continually. The cloud would cover it by day, and there was a fiery appearance by night. Whenever the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the Israelites would begin their journey, and whatever place the cloud settled, there the Israelites would make camp. At the commandment of the Lord, the Israelites would begin their journey, and at the commandment of the Lord, they would make camp. As long as the cloud remained settled over the tabernacle, they would camp. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle many days, then the Israelites obeyed the instructions of the Lord and did not journey. When the cloud remained over the tabernacle a number of days, they remained camped according to the Lord's commandment, and according to the Lord's commandment, they would journey. And when the cloud remained only from evening until morning, when the cloud was taken up the following morning, then they traveled on. Whether by day or by night, when the cloud was taken up, they traveled. Whether it was for 2 days or a month or a year that the cloud prolonged its stay over the tabernacle, the Israelites remained camped without traveling. But when it was taken up, they traveled on. At the commandment of the Lord, they camped, and at the commandment of the Lord, they traveled on. They kept the instructions of the Lord according to the commandment of the Lord by the authority of Moses. And so we've seen the Lord separating the Levites for his service. We've seen the establishment of observing the Passover, even as they traveled in the desert, and how amazing it must have been to witness the cloud or the fire. Well, tomorrow we'll be continuing in the book of Numbers, and I look forward to seeing you then. My name is Steve Webb. Thanks for joining me today. God bless you. This has been an In Touch Productions podcast.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.